You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension comprised of knowledge, opinions, and entertainment. A journey on a virtual information highway into a wondrous land whose boundaries are more distant than the outer reaches of the Twitter sphere. Your next stop, The Trend Zone.
Hello, and welcome to The Trend Zone. Dave here with Casey, and we are the football dudes. Are you ready, brother?
I am, my friend. Let's get it going.
Our next stop, The Trend Zone. In today's episode, we'll talk quarterbacks, more quarterbacks, and we'll preview some of the games from preseason week one, Casey. But before we get it started, let's give a tasty nug out to the people.
Did you say quarterbacks or quarterback? Because we got both, baby.
Lay it on us, Casey.
All right. Preseason in effect, baby. The full slate's coming this week, and the NFL Network remains the only network to show all of the preseason games from 2021, highlighted by a record 23 live games, including 8 for week one. Oh, yeah, I'm fired up, bro.
Yeah, totally, brah. All right, man. Speaking of NFL and NFL Network, how about that Hall of Fame weekend double induction class, Casey?
Oh, yeah, with 2020 getting canceled last year, they double-dipped on the weekend. And if you like the Steelers or the Cowboys, this was definitely the weekend for you. Have to say, I was completely stoked for Drew Pearson finally getting in there. I really liked Polamalu's speech. We got Bill Cowher and Jimmy Johnson, a couple of the greatest, talking all that Cowboys-Steelers rivalry. And then, of course, Peyton Manning stole the show. Dave, lots of good hair on those busts. Drew Pearson had the sweet fro. And Polamalu had the locks, so I don't think that we've ever had a couple of busts in there like that.
Yeah, not to mention the Kawa chin, Casey.
Boom, took a lot of extra metal to get that thing just right.
All right, speaking of the Cowboys and the Steelers, Casey, how about the Hall of Fame game last week? The Steelers won that thing 16-3. Domination.
Oh, yeah, we got crushed in that thing, but maybe that's a good thing because no team that's ever won the Hall of Fame game has gone on to win the Super Bowl. So I'm going to keep that hope that trend keeps going. But, Dave, so many new faces on that Cowboys defense. Liked what I saw out of Micah Parsons. Not a lot going on other than getting out of that game unscathed, no injuries. It was just nice to have it back. Of course, I'll watch it a couple more times, go back and see what the line did and, you know, everybody's going. But I've already cut a few guys from that squad, Dave. But if that wasn't enough, Dallas Cowboys for you, Hard Knocks featuring the Dallas Cowboys starts this week, and I'm totally stoked for that too, Dave. Lots of stokation going on over here in the Mallon home.
Yeah, the Hard Knocks is definitely not jump the shark or whatever there, Casey. But hey, my condolences to the Steelers and to Big Ben. I know Big Ben was hoping for a nice run here, but you're saying you're out of luck, Steeler fan. No Super Bowl for you.
Sorry, Kirkin.
Oh, man. All right, Casey. Let's move it on. It's going to be week one in the NFL, and that Thursday dish that comes early. Dallas Cowboys at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, dude. Wow.
Dave, I don't know, man. This 2021, I'm feeling it's been all Cowboys so far. So I like the direction that the show is heading. So let's just stay here all the time.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah. The football dudes, the football Cowboys. No, man, what a sweet game opening up. Tom Brady, insane. We found out that he did last year's magicness with an MCL tear. It's weird. It never came up on an injury report, but he was able to get the Super Bowl with that. He's starting this season at 44 years old, looking pretty good out there. I'm just hoping that my guy, Dak Prescott, is going to be in that game too. I think he will. He's come off of that ankle injury. It looks not to be bothering him. He's got that little shoulder, Dave, and I would be lying if I said I'm not a little bit worried. But he's starting to throw again this week, so let's see how this thing progresses. Still a month away from this, so there is time, but I am hitting the panic button just a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little soon for that because we do have some time for him to work through it, but if it turns into something chronic, Casey, then, well, you know, chronic, that's not good, right?
Chronic, not good. I thought chronic was good.
Okay, injury.
Wasn't it just, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago when that Dak Prescott contract seemed like it was crazy talk?
Earth-shattering, dude. Rewrite the history books.
How the times have changed.
Yeah, that's right. Dak did come home with a pretty big payday, but now that Josh Allen has cashed in, it looks like Josh has joined Dak and a couple of other quarterbacks in the $40+ million club.
Yeah, dude, he's got that 6-year extension. I think the total is 258 or something crazy like that. So he's getting paid now. But Dave, you know who's stoked out about that? Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson, bro.
That's right. The old next man up resets the market concept. And those two guys, obviously from the same draft class there, looking to cash in hopefully sooner rather than later. I don't think either guy would like to go through the season, but both dudes are playing it cool in terms of, hey, I'll just wait for it to happen and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, you know, and now Dak's got that little injury. I'm not going to say it's an injury, but he got paid. That 2016 class is not looking so hot. All of those guys got paid in there, the top picks with Wentz and Goff. Wentz is on a new team. He's got that broken hoof. He's got to get it shoot up again. And yeah. Then Goff has been exiled to Detroit.
That's right. The Stafford versus Goff switcheroo there gives Goff a new life there in Detroit. But Stafford is really stoked, and so are the Rams to have that big arm out there in Los Angeles. Stafford finally gets the stink of the Lions off of him, maybe. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
And speaking of Southern California quarterbacks, Darnold and Rosen both in that draft class, too. Darnold's getting a reset in Carolina, and Rosen is deep on the quarterback chart up there in San Francisco. But hey, that's not a bad place to learn. You got Shanahan up there, Jimmy G, Trey. So hopefully Rosen can get it turned around. We need more quarterbacks in the league, Dave.
Speaking of more quarterbacks, Casey, that leads me right into the next segment. More quarterbacks. How about the top quarterbacks from last year's draft, Casey? Give a little report on those guys.
Yeah, Joe Cool, the word is out of Cincy that he's been struggling a little bit, but let's give this dude some time, man. He got demolished like week 10 or 11 last year, got that knee all tore up. So let's not, you know, get crazy on this. Give the guy some time to get healed up. They added his BFF from LSU, bringing Chase in there. So hopefully that helped, and hopefully Burrow can get healthy and regain that form he showed last year, because lots of promise going on there in Cincy.
Yeah, what about Tua, Casey? Now, last year he was yanked a couple of times along the way. What's he looking like right about now?
Well, they're loving it out of Miami so far. I've seen a couple things on the Twitters where he's lobbing it deep, too. They went out and got his guy, Waddle, there, too. And let's not forget, dude, Tua wasn't even a year removed from that devastating hip injury when he got thrown into the mix. So we got to give these guys some time. And I mentioned Waddle. They also brought in Fuller. And Devontae Parker started coming on last year, too. So hopefully those are weapons. And hopefully we see Tua take the next step, dude, because there's lots of expectations there. And speaking of expectation, your boy Justin Herbert, rookie offensive player of the year last year, he's got huge expectations now.
Yeah, no question about it, dude. New head coach there, learning a new offense in Los Angeles with the Chargers there. Herbert coming off a phenomenal rookie season. And, you know, he had to learn multiple offenses while at Oregon. He had to learn another one last year and now another one this year. So this guy was the academic All-American a couple of years back. He was a 4.0 plus GPA student at Oregon, and biology was the major. I got no problems with Herbert. He's going to master that offense by the time the season comes around, and he's got a lot more control at the line of scrimmage. Let's see if they gave him too much, Casey, but I don't think that they did. And we'll see with new offensive coordinator there from the Saints, Lombardi, bringing in a lot of the Saints ideas. They're bringing in some ideas from the quarterbacks coach over there, some of that Shanahan stuff from the Shanahan running game. So it's going to be an all new offense. It's going to be pretty exciting for Herbert, and I'm looking for him to come in and not have that sophomore slump.
Hey, Dave, we got one more first round quarterback drafted from last year.
Jordan. Gotta give him a little love, Casey.
A little love. Well, hopefully we get to see him in the next couple weeks, because I do not think we'll see him during the regular season.
Yeah, he has yet to throw an NFL pass, Casey, on the NFL football season, preseason or regular season. So hopefully we're not that far away from at least that. Speaking of love, Casey, why is he on the bench?
Because there's a quasi-gruntled Aaron Rodgers back in the mix. He stayed away from all the offseason activities, jumped in for training camp, though. He says he's all in. They brought back Randall Cobb to give him a little help in what he wanted there, but it feels like this is a one-year fix. They took off the last year of the deal. They can still trade him at the end of this season. So as long as he goes to the AFC after this, I'm cool with that. But you see a route that he could stay in the green and gold?
I do. I think that obviously if they play exceptionally well, they get to the Super Bowl. I don't know that they're going to hit the eject button. I think they find a way to conceivably at the end of this year when they revisit that contract, there'll still be that 1 year left. They can trade him. That gives them the opportunity to do that. You're right about that. But it also gives them an opportunity to rework that deal another time. And then if they can showcase Love in this preseason, at some point, maybe they move Love and try and get some value back for him and it keep Rodgers while he's still in his prime and shooting like an MVP, baby. You know, they got to get Jake Kumerow back, though, from the Bills. Find a way to get him back on the squad.
That'll make everything all better, Dave. You know what? All right, Dave, we got more talk here. And as Ron Burgundy would say, quarterback battles.
Yeah, some of these are battles, some of them not so much, but let's get started with an exciting one over in San Francisco. Garoppolo is the incumbent there, and Lance is the guy they traded three first-round picks to acquire. So obviously at some point Lance is going to get this gig, but Garoppolo has been very successful when he's been healthy. The problem is the when he's been healthy part hasn't been consistent enough. He's going to get the first look here unless Lance is ridiculously awesome in preseason. They'll give Lance some opportunities throughout the season, though, to get him going. But as long as Garoppolo is healthy and playing well, I think it's going to be his show for a while.
Well, let's move it on down to Chi-Town. You got that right. Oh, yeah, baby. We got Justin Fields versus Andy Dalton, and Dalton was QB1 this offseason. But, dude, that red rifle might be shooting blanks because all I'm hearing out of Chicago is Fields looks completely awesome. I think it's a bummer for Dalton. I don't think we see him past week 4 if it lasts that long and maybe a little shorter leash. Sorry, Red.
Next up, Casey, it's Mac versus Cam in New England. And obviously, Mac Jones, the first round pick there for the Patriots, and Cam Newton in his second year, sort of a reclamation project for Cam. But Cam had a hot and cold year, statistically not very good last year, had the COVID impact this season, and Mac has looked really, really good in preseason here. We'll see how this one goes.
And then down there in Jacksonville, the number one overall pick in the draft, Trevor Lawrence versus Minshew, dude. It's a battle of hair. Lawrence has those beautiful golden locks. Minshew had the porn stash and the mullet. He got rid of both of those. Know what that tells me? We got to get rid of the Minshew, man. He might be trade bait for one of these teams that's getting up to line. If a quarterback gets hurt or they just don't like what they see or need some depth, might be some trade bait there. But Lawrence has got to take that job from Minshew, but that's usually just how it goes when you're the number one overall pick. You get the benefit of the doubt there.
No doubt about it, Casey. And how about up next? It's Denver having a QB battle of their own. This one's a legitimate QB battle, though, with Teddy Bridgewater coming in to try and unseat the incumbent, Drew Locke. Locke has the bigger arm and maybe more upside, but Teddy B plays within the system and doesn't turn the ball over, maybe a little more steady as she goes. That might be preferable for a team with a really, really strong defense and looking to run the ball and win the game the old-fashioned way.
But isn't that Locke so doggone likable?
Yeah, well, it's all of his disco dancing after the touchdowns that really draws me to him, Casey.
And then in New Orleans, man, no Drew Brees. How weird is that? But we got Jameis Winston versus Taysom Hill. They got a lot of money locked up in Hill. Jameis, not so much, but let's not forget Jameis was the number one overall pick just a few short years. If he can clean up the mistakes, he's shown he can move the ball and score some touchdowns. So just got to clean up the turnovers. It's hard for me to think that Jameis isn't going to get this job with some, yeah, you know, packages left over for Hill, but we'll see in these next couple of weeks.
No doubt. Next up, Casey, one of the nastiest situations here. Yeah. We haven't talked a lot about this one, but Deshaun Watson's situation in Houston, obviously with the litigation impending, who knows how that's all going to shake itself out. The current quarterback there that would take over is Tyrod Taylor. He's been a consummate pro throughout his career, and There's a ton of new players on the Texans right now. This offseason was really about resetting a lot, and that's going to be interesting to see how that one shakes out. But I look to see Tyrod Taylor, the starting quarterback for those guys this year.
He said the only thing that could keep him out is a needle to the chest. So when is that? That's probably not going to happen.
That never happens. All right, Casey, let's move this thing ahead. We'll talk a little bit about the NFL preseason week one. Obviously, this is, you know, not for everyone, but for the diehards such as ourselves, we're going to be trying to do all of our couch GMing.
Yeah, dude, you know what I'm stoked for? I bet you don't know where I'm going with this, but you might. It's my Cowboys at the Arizona Cardinals. It's Friday night. It's live on NFL Network. Kingsbury said that Kyler is going to play in a little bit in this game. So that's good because he absolutely destroyed my Cowboys last year on Monday night. And we'll see what happens with the Cowboys there. I don't think we're going to see Dak in this game. But Garrett Gilbert, he's looked pretty good to me. He's fighting to be that number two quarterback on this team. Let's see what happens. Get more cohesion out of this line and get those young defensive players a little bit more play time under the lights. And Dave, the Julio Jones is going from Tennessee back to the ATL. Too bad this is a preseason game because this would be a lot of fun in the regular season. So we're getting the revenge factor a little bit too early.
Hey, so my showcase game, Casey, is going to surprise everyone. No, it is, of course, the battle for Los Angeles, Battlefield LA. It'll be the Chargers and the Rams at SoFi Stadium, the first time a football game, an NFL football game, albeit preseason, is ever played at SoFi Stadium with fans. That one would be awesome if it was regular season, but right now, it's just going to be fun to see Stafford out there. Oh, wait a minute. Stafford's not going to play. At least we'll get to see Justin Herbert and see what that new Chargers offense looks like. So that should be pretty exciting. That one is also live on NFL Network. It'll be Saturday evening.
Dave, we went out and rocked that Charger Fan Fest at the new SoFi. You got any party thoughts for how awesome that stadium is?
It's just mind-blowing, jaw-dropping. You look all around. The stadium is absolutely remarkable. It's a fantastic place.
And it's SoCal through and through. Like, it's the epitome of Southern California. It's so great. If you can get a chance, get out there and check it out. And I got a question for the people. Do you like fantasy football? And I'm assuming if you're listening to the show, that answer is hell yes. So if so, make sure you tune into the Football Dudes Extronomical Fantasy Show every week of the NFL fantasy season. We'll get you dialed in with the best starts and sits, and of course, the best free agent pickups to help you dominate your fantasy league. That's the Football Dudes Extronomical Fantasy Show.
All right, that's going to do it. So many ways to check out the Football Dudes, Casey, available for the people on subscription at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts.
Does that cost money?
That is free. F-R-E-E.
Oh, you're speaking my language. And go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on Instagram and Facebook. And follow us on Twitter at Football Dudes LA.
Or just go over to footballdudes.com. It's all there for you. That is going to do it for this episode of The Trend Zone. For Casey, I'm Dave, and we are out of here.